Do me a favor and listen to it.
What is...
Oh, wait.
No.
It's off. Hello?
Hello.
I really hope nobody's...
I really hope nobody else is
sitting on the other side of this.
And they're, like, laughing.
That would be really, really bad.
You guys could
really
be nice
bad.
For a second. Are we on air?
I did.
That's what it said to do.
Anyway.
I'm going to, like, call someone to ask them to listen from not here.
I really, honestly, like, at this point, I hope it is working.
We did really well.
And everybody's just hearing us struggle. Because this is difficult. I'm not going
to
lie.
Sky says Radio DJ seems to be on. Make sure it's off and the moving dial is all the way down and the computer is on.
The moving dial
stuff is all
wait, say it again?
The moving dial on the Robo DJ is all the way down.
Is it down?
It's all the way down.
Okay, turn it on and turn it off again. Hello? It's just not.
It's off.
It's not working. It's just not working.
Can you hand it to me?
Because Robo DJ is
hello
off.
Oh. Sorry. The Robo DJ's off, but apparently it's still playing.
Yeah, it is still playing.
But it's off. Like, I turned it off.
Can I get a
stop. Everyone stop. Hello?
Turn on our mics.
Wait, here, go back to
where it's
working.
It's working.
Hey, gang.
Thank you.
Okay, so we had a bit of a technical issue. So we're just gonna start over. Yeah, that wasn't too hot. Anyway, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Lauren.
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Amaya.
And this is It's Whatever.
It's Whatever.
Everything is just whatever.
100%.
We did this already, but we weren't doing too hot with the technical stuff. So we were doing some introductions. I'm Lauren, like I said. I am a sophomore. I'm an econ major with a little bit of gov law as my minor. I said hobbies. I really messed up. I'm really glad that what yeah. I said before didn't come out on the air.
Definitely.
But yeah, I'd really just be chilling, watching some Netflix, playing way too many games on my phone, and just spending a lot of time sleeping. So.
Yeah.
Oh, and I play rugby.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the rugby team.
Rugby for life.
Anyway, Natalie, you got it.
I'm Natalie, sophomore too. We're all sophomores. International Affairs and Religion and Politics are my majors, and what do? Endless stuff. Everything.
No, genuinely, though, I swear every day she has a different meeting for a different group.
But no classes.
Ever? Oh, don't get me started. Amaya, get your introduction in before I go in on her, because...
Anyways, I'm Amaya. I'm a sophomore, too, obviously. I think I'm going to be a psych major and religious study minor, but... I'm taking my first psych class, like, right now, so I might end up hitting it. We'll see.
I mean, we're a month in. How's it going?
I mean, like, I kind of failed my first test, but it's chilling.
Oh. Psych.
Hopefully we can go up from here.
Damn.
I don't have any hobbies. I like watching TV and sleeping. I used to be on the basketball team. Quit that.
Word.
That one.
It's whatever, though.
It's whatever, though.
No, I'm rugby. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Word. R for R. There is no way.
Nelly said that she could hear us.
Okay, well. No, we're just keep going, I guess.
No, it's whatever. All right.
It's whatever.
So may or may not be able to hear us. We don't really know.
I think we are going to put on some music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought she was still talking about her hobbies, but
I mean,
if that's what we gonna do.
Yeah.
No, keep talking about your hobbies though, while I.
Yeah, go ahead, Maya. What more hobbies do you have?
Wow. Okay. Fine.
She likes anime.
You were talking about what you were watching.
She likes anime a lot.
She
introduced me to anime, actually.
I'll put anyone onto anime.
Yeah. I didn't finish Hunter x Hunter. It's okay. I will eventually finish one day.
Beastars? What does Beastars count as?
That's anime. That's just like kind of like forbidden anime.
It's a little dirty.
A little sexualized animals.
Anyways, I'm halfway through. This actually not halfway, like more than halfway through the second season of Beastars. It's not good. What? Oh.
I mean, I don't know. No, you're right. The Bunny and the Wolf was a lot.
Well, the second season wasn't.
Whoever has not watched this show is very confused.
So
go
sorry.
Watch Beastars. Capital letter B, Stars.
Yeah, it's not the best thing. This is not even what we were supposed to talk about.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Okay, Amaya. Yeah, we just going to put
right
on some
back.
Bops.
Yep.
Shit we did, you won't believe me. Now I'm at the turn up looking lonely. Then they wonder why I'm quiet at them house parties. Cause everybody see me. Throw some blunts and hit her once and now she need me. Her nigga wanna be me. If I catch you nodding off, then it's gonna be some shit. Well, you can do what you wanna, live how you wanna, spin what you wanna, be who you wanna be. A young stunner till I die. You can do what
what you wanna live, how you wanna spin, what you wanna be, who you wanna be. I'm stunned till I die. Fuck it, I just run it up before I go. Would you tell the world my secrets if I let you close? In my head, I'm sending action. These days, no kumbaya. Niggas be blasting. Living in the midst of this shit might drive you mad. Feeling pretty mixed up, but this life shit ain't all bad. Bloody, bloody murder. There ain't no second chance.
Shit crazy.
It's fun. Just do what you wanna do. How you wanna spin. What you wanna be. Who you wanna be. And I'm stunned till I die. You can do what you wanna do. How you wanna spin. What you wanna be. Who you wanna be. And I'm stunned till I die.
Okay.
We're back.
Struggled for a bit.
The microphone is closer now. Apparently it was not picking
up. It was a little hard. A little hard to do.
All right. So
let's start off with some of our topics that we thought about before.
What are you talking about?
Parents weekend. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Did your guys' parents come?
Mine did. My mom and dad did.
But yeah, no, mine no. Definitely not.
Yeah, mine didn't want to come.
Honestly, I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I told mine not to come, so I'm not surprised by that.
No, mine came, and which was low-key the bed, because they were really excited to see me, and they were really ready to spend that money.
Didn't they want to see our rugby game?
They wanted, yeah, we had a rugby game that was supposed to be home against, I think, Lehigh, but they couldn't prove the vaccination.
The hillbillies themselves could not prove vaccination.
Figures.
I guess they got it under control now, because we have a game on Saturday.
I guess
pop
so.
Out. At Lehigh.
Go to Lehigh. Watch us.
Women's Club Rugby.
Ooh.
Honestly, I think that'd be
fun. Of it, but I think we'll be fine.
You guys are going to do great
wow,
things.
Wow, thanks. Are you going to come watch?
No.
Wow.
I have a tailgate to
that
go
was
to.
We're actually starters, so we're kind of elite. Well, actually, no, let's not say that.
Yo, let's calm down.
I'm just believing it's existence at this point. We're going to start. Don't worry.
We'll Parents weekend wasn't really, for me, it was just the football game.
Yeah, we met some parents.
We did meet some parents. It's a little shocking.
Yeah, the parents seemed nice.
Sometimes you expect parents, like a certain person's parents, to look a certain way, they just don't.
100%.
But at the same time, I forget whose mom it was, but we said hi, and I was like, "Wow, that makes so much sense."
Oh,
like
Julie's mom.
Yes, they are so similar. Like very.
Oh, I wish.
Like
it,
delicate
it, like, you
type,
see
you
it.
Could see, mm. you could really see that it was like.
Somewhere. I think it's so weird how the parents. It's not even weird because I guess like all parents are like this, but how like into Lof they are, more than their kids.
Even on Yik Yak, they were saying there was a really funny Yik Yak, which we should talk about Yik Yak at some point.
Yeah, we should.
But there was a really funny Yik Yak that was like. Talking, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was talking about how every single alumni has a butt cushion for like football games.
No, I was sitting behind alumni from class of 56, which means they were born in 1934, around that time.
That is
ridiculous.
Old
They were risking their lives for this football game. You will never catch me like in the, what is he, their 80s, 90s?
Not only that, but COVID is a thing, sir.
COVID is very much so a thing.
And I'm not going to act like I was sitting in a mask on the whole time. Well, yes, I was.
Where?
But I was not. At the football game.
No.
Oh, wink, anyway. Wink. We're winking, Ron. Sure. No, but I don't know. That, I feel like, would you come back at 80 years old to watch a football game?
I mean, I guess it's like the only way to meet up with the other people in your class.
Yeah, like when are you going to see these
people? But they probably have class reunions. Like, this wasn't even...
There's only four of them, too.
I mean, okay. Well, they have this week.
I guess a lot of the parents are alumni.
It's also this entire month is...
Jam
back
packed.
To back to back.
Jam
back.
It is. Every weekend.
Packed.
Every single weekend of October.
We have something to do.
We have something to do.
Mm. And I'm actually so excited for it. I'm so sick of...
Not doing
going
anything.
Out, but not and knowing it's like I'm doing the same shit every weekend.
Really, I really needed the shift.
Mm-hmm. I needed something new. I was
like,
getting
go
so
out with their parents or whatever, come back ready to like get lit. Yeah, like, I feel like family weekend that night, that shit was lit.
Woo,
they needed it.
Lit.
One, everyone forgot that they needed to be away from their parents.
Yeah, kind of reminded them how annoying they were. I mean, love them. Like,
your parents came. You talking about? You talking about your own parents at
oh,
this
I love
point?
My parents. They're the greatest. Funny people.
No, but
crazy world.
Yeah. I don't even know what just happened. Natalie just threw me off
I
my
know,
whole game.
Sorry.
But yeah, we have so much stuff to do this October.
Absolutely. What?
Okay, so next weekend, homecoming. That's the first weekend of October.
Homecoming.
Homecoming. Hopefully another potluck party, which
hint, hint.
We'll
Whoever's
talk about
listening.
That in a bit.
Hint, hint.
Weekend after that, what
oh,
was
you said what
happen?
Is homecoming?
Yeah, I don't, is it like the same thing as high school homecoming?
Yeah, it's like endless alumni come, spend a bunch of money at this school.
It's really just another way
to make them
get
feel
people
important.
Lit, I guess. Like it's
like, just gonna be like
tailgating
and stuff. Like at the
there are a bunch of tailgates.
There's no like homecoming court.
No,
I nominate you for homecoming queen.
Homecoming, no, there's it's not like that.
I didn't even have a homecoming court at my high school.
Yeah,
high
school didn't me have a either.
We
didn't have.
Well,
a prom.
Seniors as a whole did not have a prom. So
well,
anyway, let's move on before I get mad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So homecoming is gonna be fun. I'm excited for the little tailgates, whatever the hell is happening. That's not a cuss word.
She's been cussing, so
oh, right.
Yeah, we're just flying past you. You, Miss Ma'am, over there. No,
funny.
But what okay, so then we have homecoming, and then the next weekend after that, what were we talking about was gonna happen? I think ABC, which we are a part of, is having a little skate night. Is that the weekend after?
No.
Is that two
ninth,
that's
okay,
two weekends
no,
after.
No. So the ninth through whatever, we have fall break.
Mm.
Which
you know.
If you're going home, you're missing out.
Yeah, that's really? Never a good idea. We could recollect.
It's
we
only
could,
2 days.
We could talk about our last
break.
Break.
Ooh, I forgot.
Our last break. Natalie. I'll do it. I'll do it. Our last break, Natalie got a Airbnb, and I invited people. It was downtown Easton.
Word.
You know, still COVID season. It wasn't, yeah, down the hill, you know. We got a couple cars, a bunch of people, good juggle juice we live in.
Or so we thought.
We thought we were doing well. I got a couple texts from the owner of the Airbnb. You know, chill it.
Someone so, decided to do something wrong
somebody,
in front of the
somebody,
door.
Somebody really made the place hot.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. If that didn't happen,
we still would have been caught.
Yeah, we still would have been caught. We were kind of loud.
We were very loud.
It was a lot of people. Not even that many, but it was loud.
We were loud and not everybody was there yet.
Very
it was
true.
Like
exactly.
Beginning. It was
yeah.
like the pregame of the party.
Yeah.
Right. And we got shut down. So it would have been shut down immediately.
Yo, we got shut
okay,
down.
Can we talk about the way it got shut down, though? Because we were playing Pong or whatever. We were vibing.
No,
and
water
then,
pong,
like, Natalie,
yeah.
We see like the doors open and some man is just sitting there
with
arms
with
crossed.
With arms crossed.
And I swear to you guys, he was tapping his foot on the ground.
Yeah, he was tapping his foot like straight out of the movie. We're like, Natalie, nah, bro, Natalie.
He was like, I'm dead.
Like,
he goes, I'm disappointed.
like, boy, what?
Okay, dad.
Is all y'all need to leave? No.
And so I literally, I turned around.
You lied.
No, he said, yeah, he said, you lied. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But anyways.
She was like, that wasn't
And
me.
I turned around, I shut the door, and I said,
we need to leave.
Now.
I don't think you guys understand. There was a lot of stuff in there. People were planning on sleeping over, everything. Mm-hmm. And we packed up
in two minutes and 30 seconds.
We had tables set up.
Mind you, it wasn't like a first floor situation. We were going on an elevator that was rickety. We were going down ramps, cars.
The hallway smelled weird.
Yeah, the hallway did smell quite weird. You know, there was a restaurant in the back.
It was a dog barking at us. It was a whole lot. Do y'all remember the dog?
That was scary.
We had to pull the cars up on those downtown Eastern streets. People were coming behind you. Everyone piling into like the two cars.
The first car, I didn't even see leave. All I saw were little skin marks. They were out.
Busting up that.
Then we came back and it was fine. But we needed to do it. We had a fun time. But that was just our first break. Will I be doing it ever again?
Honestly, maybe.
I got my money back. Also, that was a huge thing. I got my money back. So I wasn't really that mad at everybody.
So you gotta take the risk again.
I mean, I'm definitely gonna get a house.
Yeah.
Word.
It's just
I'm
at that place.
To go to a concert over fall break, so I might not be here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a Willow Smith concert, but it's on Tuesday night, which is kind of
that's so random.
We're in Philly.
Yeah, it's in Philly, and we come back on Wednesday, and I have a midterm Wednesday, so
Amaya,
that'll be fun. But life goes on.
It's whatever.
It's whatever.
It's whatever, whatever. Really.
It's whatever.
I'm definitely screwed. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, okay. So then we have
after that, we have the next week. And we have a
skate night with ABC, which I'm very excited for. Yeah. I love black people, and I love skating. So that's going to be great. And then the weekend after that, sorry, Amaya, but Natalie and I are going to Rolling Loud, which I am so excited for.
It needs to happen.
And the day we come back from Rolling Loud, because Rolling Loud goes until the 30th, it's Halloween.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
it's Halloween.
Sorry.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
That's wild, you know?
I am.
Ooh, what are you guys being as for Halloween?
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, not sure. Natalie was saying she thinks she's going to be Harley Quinn. Okay. Well, it decided to start when the computer screen went on and off. I don't know why that would be a feature.
It might be, did you press the space bar?
Can't tell already. We do not know.
Oh, yeah. We have no idea what's going on.
We really just...
Yeah. It went on.
We really just chatting. So yeah, it's... We're cooling. Anyway. It's because the computer screen went off and, you know, when it turned back on, it decided to turn the music on. Moving on.
Halloween.
Costumes.
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 Natalie, go ahead. Talk about yours. You're the only one that really knows what you want to do.
I want to be Harley Quinn. I've been thinking about this for a very long time.
Does Harley Quinn have split hair? Like one side's one color?
Yeah, I'm not doing that to my hair.
You should.
But I'm going to do it with makeup,
Listen,
though.
Because obviously, like, you like to redo your hair every, what, like...
4 weeks.
4 weeks. And so it's going to be exactly 4 weeks. So I genuinely think you should take, like, red spray or whatever and blue spray.
No.
Why? That doesn't make sense. You're going to change your hair?
Okay, no. My top choices for Halloween, and one of them is Cruella de Vil. And I want to make half my hair black and half my hair is white. But you can get those hair wax things that they have for like the curly hair or whatever, and you can put it on and just washes off the next
That's
hair.
What I'm saying. You should do that.
I'm not doing that to my hair.
You're going to look like less Harley Quinn, but go off.
Too bad.
Anyway.
Anyway, mine's going to be hard with my black and white hair. Possibly.
I was thinking... Mainly because of Natalie, but Poison Ivy. Mm-hmm. But who knows? Honestly, I'm going to just dress as Rue from Euphoria and call it a day. Because I don't even have to dress up for it.
That'd be so easy.
Exactly. That would be dope.
I do. We could. I feel like we are a year off for Euphoria.
Yeah, we are.
It
is a little late. What else? No.
But also doing it when everyone else did it was kind of cringy because everyone did it at the same time.
Yeah, there's no point when you could be special. Like maybe when the show was like coming out, maybe. But like people hopped on it so fast.
And then, people were doing costumes before
and stuff like that
before Halloween.
was Euphoria theme makeup, all that stuff.
Yeah.
The makeup is dope, though.
That show was a cultural reset. Beautiful. To be honest, so many people are influenced by that show. People still wear the Maddie pants, like, nonstop.
Facts. I was literally thinking about those, like, yesterday.
I almost bought a pair because I was like, well, I almost one did with too. The big hips because it's IMG, yeah, anyways. Mm-hmm. But.
No, honestly.
We'll see what happens with Halloween because Lauren and I will be sprinting back.
We're going to be crapped out.
And yeah, we're going to.
Like, I am going to be so dead. Exhausted.
It's a days of festival.
Like the whole, like, several days, too.
Like, right. I mean, no, we're gonna be missing. Up. I feel like we're gonna miss like at least one thing.
We definitely are.
We're gonna miss Friday night
and the night after Halloween
and Saturday night. Yeah. We're gonna miss Friday and Saturday night.
It's okay. Just let me be okay.
I have
the list of everyone for every single day. Obviously, we're not gonna get around to them, but I want to see my mans from home, Manny and Zanman. I love you.
Oh my god!
Like they're listening to this.
I don't care.
They definitely are not. What else did we have to talk about besides Halloween? Our past ventures, like this past weekend.
Oh yeah, let's talk about what we've done with our
lives.
What
we got into.
I'd just like to say that I sound like this because I'm sick and not COVID sick. I have a sinus infection because someone, I don't know who, infected this school with a cold or some type of flu, and I thought I was okay, and I thought I was taking care of it, but ultimately not.
Yeah,
and
I'm starting to get sick today too from it. I feel my throat hurting.
And if you don't take care of it,
it will catch you.
Some type of infection. I'm not kidding you guys. Like actually, a sinus infection or a respiratory infection, it will come. So whoever this person is, you're on my list. I'm really suffering. No, really. But other than that, what
yeah,
are
it's
you
actually
doing?
Really funny. Fun fact, I'm Natalie's roommate. And she, I swear, coughs throughout the night time.
No, I'm
it's
dying.
So funny. No, it's actually really funny because I'm not like a, I know I said I sleep a lot, but I don't sleep when I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
And so I just be up at night. And so the other day I thought she was asleep and she woke up out of her sleep to cough. And turns out she was awake. She was just coughing up a storm. And I just remember hearing like some sort of rapper going. And I was like, is she reaching over for a cough drop right now? I swear it's like 3:30, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And she fully like reached over, grabbed a cough drop.
And popped it in my mouth and went to sleep.
I woke up for class and she's sitting there on her phone. Like she was just already up.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep that night.
Yeah, this thing is busting your behind.
Yeah, I'm really
not doing too hot.
I need cuddles.
It's not contagious though, guys. So
nobody wants to cuddle with someone that's gonna give them a sinus infection. Nasty.
She gonna announce on the air that she needs cuddles. I do too, though. I'm not even cold.
I mean, I'm gonna expose myself, but actually, I'm taking a break.
Nah, my stuffed animals got it. I mean, unless someone wants to step in, but for now, my stuffed animals got it.
This is just a public. All right, guys. So,
well, listen, we had a bad preseason for cuffing season.
Damn.
And
wasn't it okay? Mind you, we failed the beginning of cuffing season. We failed it.
Well, I wasn't part of the season.
I
for a while. I wasn't part of the season, and I was thrown in. No freaking working out in the gym tape. I was just put in the game, and I don't know what to do with myself.
I chose to sit out for most of it. Like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, I don't.
Now you'll be getting playing time.
Yeah. Well, I tried to form a roster, fumbled all of them. I fumbled.
They fumbled.
The other ones, they very much so fumbled.
They're all injured. They're out.
They're all kicked off the team.
Well, okay, so scouting season. So scouting season was from August 1st. To August 31st.
Word.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was out.
Look up the cuffing season. Okay, my bad. Anybody who's listening,
drafting,
you can look it up.
Drafting season is from September 1st to September 30th. So, y'all.
We got 2 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
My roster's all gone.
Wait, what is this? Drafting season?
Drafting season is now.
Oh, word? Yeah. Do we at least have the weekend as part of drafting season?
We have drafting
word,
season.
So it's time to draft.
Anyways, y'all, if you didn't know.
We gotta pick our top
you
five. I'm playing. We don't play men like this.
I'm just letting y'all know.
We're talking out our minds. We aren't actually players.
No, you don't have the weekend to finish drafting season.
it's going to be a pretty butt drafting season.
Before Thursday? Like, I'm pulling during the week?
Word, you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Well, tryouts are from the 1st to the 30th. We are in tryout season this weekend.
Oh, word.
Tryouts.
What comes after that?
Your lineup, so after, and you give them time.
So after tryouts.
After tryouts, we have preseason. Preseason is where you like really need to make sure
that they're
ready for cuffing season.
Right. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's when you really gotta work it out.
Because after cuffing season,
that's when you do the fitness gram test,
beep test,
everything.
I will be having them doing a beep test.
No,
that is your preseason.
That's my preseason.
Yeah. And then cuffing season, obviously, we go from December 1st to January 15th for the little cuddles,
some
the
warmth.
Christmas, you know.
That's a lot of pressure.
Playoffs. For Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it ends on Valentine's Day because after that, Valentine's Day
cuffed.
Is a championship game.
That's championship game. That's right, fucking ridiculous.
Valentine's Day.
Damn, so we got time.
But
that's the end of the season.
That's
like,
the end of the season, bro.
After that, we're free to go. Like,
No. Like that's supposed to be when your season ends, as in you longer are going
over,
into
like,
another.
You're not looking
season.
Again.
It's a lofty goal, but we'll go for it.
So
honestly, I think I'm just going to forget the.
It's whatever.
I'm gonna sit out the championship game and.
Oh yeah, I'm not doing the whole cuffing season championship.
I'm gonna sit out the
pre-season.
Championship game. I'm gonna go into off season.
Off season, yeah.
Where
yeah.
I still practice, we're not looking for nothing.
Off season is hot girl summer, so you can wait.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hot girl summer.
Off season is when you like undo like all the like the cuffed like
yeah.
type behaviors you have. Like,
right.
Ready for hot girl summer.
And then after that, you get ready for a new cuffing season.
Damn.
Endless cycle. It's kind of depressing.
Are we about to make ourselves sad? Like,
or you could do like
we're
do
sitting
like
here all somber.
Just do it backwards. So start out hot girl summer, mess it up, and then you have your hot girl summer in the winter.
Word.
Because
that's
what
we're going
do.
Into right now.
So.
Because I have my whole
stuff is flip flops.
No, I'm flip flop.
You're like in college. Because like I'm working at a summer job. I don't got no time for everything.
Nah,
else.
When
not
I say
even.
I'm flip flopped, I'm saying
I was
cuffed over the summer.
Saying, like you're not playing the field in the summer.
Right.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
You got someone person. Or like you just chill.
So nah, because I was completely out of the game during the summer. So now we're going into my seasons are flip flop.
I was in the game, but I was like. Tiptoeing, like I was tiptoeing in the game and over the summer. I was denying that I was in the game.
Word.
I was very much.
You were on some. I don't get no playing time.
Yeah,
but do
like,
a little bit.
I do.
Right. You was just complaining because you're not getting enough playing time.
Right.
But that's
my own doing.
Exactly.
I was just working. I was just in the diner, waitressing. All these old white people.
The thing is gonna go on again. Okay. No, it didn't, guys. Anyway,
if you guys didn't know about the schedule, please look it up.
It's important. Every girl should know this.
Yeah, every guy should know it too.
Also, every guy should know about
yeah,
this schedule
because you need to get your to get your rounds in before the tryouts are over. Before everything is over.
Don't ever think like, oh, you can't be a hot girl.
One thing I noticed that you were talking about
the gender, your orientation,
you
could
feel this.
Yeah, 100%.
No, one thing I noticed that Natalie. I think she's talked about it to you too before. Mm-hmm. She says that she can't get like pushed into something by like a guy. Like, you know how someone will be trying like wants to do something with you or wants to talk with you, whatever. If they stick around like for really long, sometimes you're just like
they're talking about this so long
yeah, I know.
That
I
it's kind of just
shit.
Like
stuff.
Why not at this point? Like they've been around for so long. You said that never happens to you.
I never feel like
that's happened to me.
All the time.
Really? That happens to me.
Bad. I'm like,
I feel bad too.
I'm not fooling any. I don't have a better option. So who am I to like dub this person?
To dub this person.
True.
Well,
but, like,
I'm not gonna say I don't have a better option. I just think it's the persistence, and it's like honestly, like let me validate your efforts. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a very like first time.
You're straightforward.
Off the bat, like if I don't feel anything, it's. That's over. Mm. But like I have like I'm very picky when I make like my long term
focus. Natalie just got a text message.
Sorry.
Moving on.
Our long term, you know, makes sense.
No, nah, people grow on me though. Mine's different.
I can't.
No, I can't.
I get attracted to.
I'm like, oh, I guess. Or like their personality. I'm like, okay, I start to get like their personality. And then one day where I'm like, oh, I guess I could. Or like, I got a little drink. I go, whatever. I'm like, okay, fine. And I do it. And then I'm like, all right.
But do you not think that's because like you found them attractive for a split second at the beginning and then you pushed it off? And then like later down the line, you're like, oh, that's fine.
It wasn't off the first look.
Wow.
It's usually like,
yeah. And here's the thing.
Wow. Don't say it. But
okay.
Think
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Okay. She said, don't say it.
I wasn't going to say it.
No, but I think for me, a large part of it is that I get attracted to personalities.
Mm-hmm. Personalities mean so much.
Like, obviously, looks, if you're going off first look, like, obviously looks is, like, a huge thing. But the fact that it's not a first look because they keep coming around so much, so much, so, like, it's not first look anymore. Like, it's not just, it's not just how you look to me. It's, like, your personality.
I'm the same.
You ever heard the saying, if you make her laugh a lot, her eyes are closed most of the time?
Yes.
That's how it is. Like, if you, exactly.
I sound very stuck up and conceited, but no.
No, you don't. No. And I honestly wish I was like that.
Because it's like, I also don't want to fool someone. And I've also been talking about this. I've been talking about, like, how I value, like, friendship. Like, if you're going to be my Brody, like, I'm going to make you my Brody. And that's about to be it.
Right.
Because I really do respect like platonic relationships.
I do
and
too.
Like I want to defy this whole like boys and girls can't be friends. Like,
boo.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we
and
can.
I have. And so I don't really, really, really want to like cross that line. But if I had crossed that line with a friend, it's because I already thought they were attractive the first time I saw them.
That makes sense.
People don't go from friends to more for me, though.
They do for me. Like, oh, they do for me.
Well, I guess
I feel like they only go from friends to more than friends.
I usually like I like fake like them, but I don't know. Like I kind of like push it off. Like I don't know if like we're like that.
But
never,
if
like,
you
friends.
No, but it then that's an entirely different situation in my head, because that means that you do actually like them. Like that's an entirely different thing.
No, mine's like I didn't like them at first, but then like they kind of kept it like the persistence of like trying to get with you, or not trying to get with you, but talk to you.
I can't do persistence. It makes me feel under attack.
It does.
And I feel very much under attack.
Well, no, but then in that situation, if I'm really like really not messing with it, like I'll let you know.
Oh no.
I'll immediately just be like, all right, absolutely not. Get it out of your head.
No, that I feel like that's different though, because there's people that you're like.
There also
not.
Is.
But then there's some like I guess.
Because
like,
if your bestie,
really
if your bestie's hanging out with you like all the time, like the persistent, I'm not just gonna like change it. I don't know, but it's how I feel. I'm also very upfront. Like it's not gonna be like, oh, I'm confused. Like, what does Natalie think? Like, no, you're gonna know within a
that's
very,
very
short
good,
time.
Though.
If you don't know, you're I'm selectively
that is,
deciding
that
not
is
to know.
That is very appreciated by the other party.
Mm.
Very
straight upness.
Yeah.
Which I will admit I lack in sometimes.
I lack a backbone, so I will not
I
say no.
I felt that.
I will not say I don't like you.
I'm really
like,
bad
oh,
at saying no.
Maybe. And then I get scared and I don't want to be like mean. My biggest fear is being mean to people or like thinking someone hates me. Cause I'm
we were talking about this.
I've like let people like continue to do stuff to me or whatever just because I don't want to be the one that calls them out or be mean about it, which is so bad. I definitely need to be more straightforward.
No, I do too. I'm actually really bad at it because I don't. I don't know. I don't like saying no.
Nice.
I feel like it's mean.
My mom taught me that, like, not even, like, the say no, like, that thing. But my mom was like, you know where everyone says the worst thing that they can say is no? But people are very, like, they skip around some stuff and you can end up hurting someone.
Mm.
And so although, like, it may come across as blunt, like, when people ask me to say, like, ask me to do stuff and I straight up say no, like, it's like, oh, my gosh, like, she's being, like, really annoying or very, like, stuck up. But straight up, though, like, I'd rather just say no and half-ass something. I'm just going to say no.
My mom's like that, though, in that she will just straight up say whatever is on her mind or she whatever. And I always thought, like, oh, my God, like, Mom, you're being so aggressive. Like, you're so abrasive.
Yeah.
So I kind of try to be the opposite. Not the opposite, but, like, I think mine was, like, in response to her.
But, like, better.
Because mine, yeah. Not that mine's
in your
better,
head,
though.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
But I, like, wanted, because I was, like, I always felt like I could see other people, like, being offended by something or whatever. And
word.
I was just like, I don't want to be like that. But
no, also at the same time, I feel like I'm very, very indecisive. And not I feel like. I know that for a fact.
Oh, me too.
I'm insanely indecisive and it gets people annoyed a lot. But I feel like that also like works for guys for me and girls. But anyway.
Yeah.
It works like for someone else, for me, like, I get very indecisive on whether I actually think that I like them or if I think they look good, or exactly, and it'll change up all the time. Like, one night I could be like, absolutely not, and then they're persistent, and the next night I see them.
They catch me lacking one day, or not lacking, but you catch me on a good day.
You catch me on a day where I'm like, okay, word, like, yeah.
Exactly. So it's not like I get lost. Like,
I'm very indecisive, and that's why I feel like a lot of times I can't say no, because I'm like, but what if I want to say yes?
I guess that makes sense. And so I guess we are friends in that in between time where I'm like, maybe not. Yeah. Okay, so maybe we're the same. Side note.
Natalie's like, no, absolutely not. Not for me. I will say no to your face.
You might want
to
play music, because it has been half an hour since we last did.
Well, word. Okay. Y'all talk about something. We can jump back.
Word.
Let me figure out a song. I'm going to just play the one we have.
Why is she laughing over there? What is that?
I just realized what was just
said. All right, y'all.
Outside of my palace, don't need no approval, girl, you got it. Let's make out right by my violence. Don't watch me do it, close your eyelids.
Inside, 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 inside. on the bully when cats used to harmonize. Like,
yo,
yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king.
Yo,
it's about a thing. Yeah,
feel
yo.
Real good.
Wave your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere. Called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamin? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. But his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waste man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 or 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man. The bunk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right with them?
Oh, yes.
We're back.
We are back.
We had a little break. A little break ski.
We're getting the hang of this.
Yeah. Kind of. I'm actually very much so enjoying myself.
Yeah.
What were we about to talk? Oh, Portlock.
Yeah. So it was our first time, really.
Yeah, like really actually being like having there. Fun mm-hmm. in Portlock.
We went to Kickbacks.
We went to.
It wasn't exactly.
We went to one.
It's on.
She said lights on.
Okay, I went to the Kickback and I said,
I went too.
I'm gonna have a good time. If the lights are off, people are there, and there's music. There
yeah, she did say things. That. We were in our room.
Not one of those one things.
She said that to me.
Mm-mm. Not yeah. one.
Not yet. Lights were on. No music playing.
And barely anyone there.
It was the opposite. It was depressing. What she asked for. But a week later. Entirely made up for it. Or a day later.
A day later. The next
day. Oh, wow.
Day.
I have no concept of time. Yeah, really? No, but a day later.
Significantly.
Better.
Pulled through. Really?
It was a little breath of fresh air after the Milo's. We went from Bones.
Because we just
to
dealing
Portlock.
With so. We Yeah, we did. That's very significant. Big, we went from Bone to Portlock.
Entirely
I mean, I got
different
left
vibe.
At Bone. They went to Portlock.
Okay.
I came out of the bathroom, like, where's my friends? They weren't there, but it's okay. I found them.
Wasn't
you should have told me. I'm responsible.
Told your roommate. Yeah, the roommate. Sorry.
She might be a little pressed about that.
So,
we're going to move on.
Anyway, that was aggressive.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
But we have.
It's like, it's not whatever.
No, I'd actually be so mad, but anyway.
No, I
no the music. Like, I needed that music so badly.
Well, we came in and it was jumping.
We came in and made it jumping. I'm not even gonna
like,
lie.
Like, we came in with the energy though.
Yeah, because like, we had our group, and we met up with who was it? Kayla, Michaela, and all of them outside. And so it was just one huge group walking in, and they were playing a good song when we walked in. So we kind of just rushed the middle of the floor.
I think this was so exciting to us because we've spent a whole semester.
I didn't even know that many black people went here.
Bad, just trying to make the best out of Milo's and CHT. Mm. Just making the
and
best.
And it's so repetitive.
It's so boring.
And if the right people, if the right people don't come, then you're not gonna have a good time.
No, and then you're like,
all.
Oh, like what's move? CHT.
Even then,
you
like
CHT.
And we really try not to go to CHT.
We really, really tried not to.
Easton Police sign or whatever it is. It's a little off-putting.
We should not be going.
We shouldn't.
But that's all we had.
Yeah. It's had, past tense, Portlock. Hey. What's up? No, but I actually had so much fun. The dancing.
Absolutely amazing.
The dancing.
Now, to actually be dancing at things. Not yes. Just standing
oh my God.
Chatting.
And like.
No, I swear at one point I really thought the floor was going to cave in.
Yo, well, that shit was jumping. It was bouncing.
Everybody
up and
was
down.
Bouncing was up and down, and I swear I was feeling the floor just progressively get deeper and deeper.
Wouldn't that be great if there was just like all the blacks and Lafayette just
fell through
the
floor?
Yeah, I can see the Lafayette newspaper title already.
Like blacks.
Blacks
fall through floor. Ruin Portlock.
0%. And then like next year it's like 0% black people at Lafayette. They
That's
cut
so
posse.
Horrible.
They're like, it's because of you guys. Yeah. 100%.
No, but I actually had so much fun dancing.
I was mad.
One of my legs, because when I like dance and like slowly get closer to the ground,
one leg bends before the other.
Right, because you like if
you
you're rocking back
it,
and forth
yeah.
or any type of shit while you're dancing, like you have more of your weight on one leg. And so today, during rugby practice, shout out rugby, we have a game on Saturday.
Are you guys done?
Not at all. Shout out to Caps, indeed. No, but my leg today even was sore. And I was like, wow, Laurent, like you need to hit the gym or some shit. Because there's no way. I did go down a whole bunch of times.
I was down. I was very mad. My pants... I was not mentally prepared for the dancing that was going
to
happen. And so I had pants. No, really. Really. And I wore specific pants. And I was like, okay, this is the fit. Why?
Too tight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I was wearing.
My dancing
pants.
Like, there are so many other ones that I wear on a regular basis. But this one, no. I could barely bend my legs. That's aggressive.
You mad?
Yeah, because I got the knees.
What?
She got the knees. Yo.
No, really. What are we doing?
My knees, I'm not going to lie, cracked the first few times.
It's fine because no one could hear them.
Like, thank goodness for the music.
Nobody could hear it. No. Also, I came in with the op. And that made me mad. With the op.
We all
at the
did.
End.
We were.
I was going
with the op. Not like 12, like you came in with 12.
I thought you were talking about
a white individual.
Oh, we did come
we
in with
did come in
too.
With a white individual. That's what I thought you were talking about. No, yeah. They were fine. Two of them, actually.
She was in the middle of the circle half the time.
She was doing her thing.
I was dancing with her too.
She was
on the ground.
Lexi was like in her element. I know. She said, let me shake some. Hey.
Some behind.
Some A. She was getting it.
No, I had so much fun. Yo, I'm not gonna lie, one of the best feelings that whole night was the AC.
You were she over there in the corner.
It felt so corner. If you touched
directly in front of the AC,
anybody, if
like
you touched anybody, specifically the guys, if you
they
touched
sweaty.
Them,
sorry,
your
though.
Hand was wet. Like, not damp.
I was sweating
it,
like
wet.
Who knows what.
Like, I yeah. swear you could have taken off some of their shirts and wrung it out.
Ew.
That's how bad it was. Like, it was so bad. That's what I'm saying. No, it was bad.
I was looking back at my Snapchat memories. Their shirts were like ombre. Like, top of the sweat going down to nothing. It was nasty.
No, it was bad. Some people, let me not say names, but they were wildin'.
Bro. Nah, because the way these boys talk,
they're on their game.
I'm
not even
gonna
lie, I was
talking
too,
like this.
But we could all be on our game.
I mean, we all on our game. But my God, I didn't have the expectations.
There were a few girls. There was just a very few select people who were really just going in.
Yeah, no.
And I'm all here for it. I was sitting there clapping, like, let's go. This is what I've been waiting for this whole time.
I think everyone also just needed it. Because we've been talking about how we just needed, like, one thing. Even when we went to, like, the first ABC General Body meeting. It's like, we needed one thing to launch it off for everyone to feel like... Because, you know, everyone's like, I'm so excited for everything to go back to normal and get to know everyone. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, you want to know in, like, a formal setting. Or, like, I like to go outside and, like, talk to people. Especially black people. But... You need an informal setting where things get a little bit wild and then it's like, yeah.
They're all like, okay, bet. Like, next party.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
No, next. That's what we were talking about. Even though I kind of liked the amount of people that were there, I'm not gonna lie, like I was really chilling
We're gatekeepers.
If you wanted to be
we are gatekeepers.
Gatekeep girl boss.
In the private story.
All of it.
No public stories.
Nothing.
I kind of like the amount of people, because if you wanted to be in the middle, you could be in the middle. But if you wanted to be on the outside and talk to your friends, like you could. It was very easy to do that.
And if there's more people, imagine how hot that would be.
Imagine the floor.
The
floor is going to cave in.
That AC, 100 people would be over there. Also, I'm glad that there weren't that many wall huggers.
Yes. There were wall huggers. There were a few, weirdos, and I say that heavily.
Come on.
That were just standing on the wall.
You look like a creep.
Staring.
You look like a creep. And you're doing it creepily.
And staring.
You are doing it creepily.
And staring, especially when... like girls were dancing, and it was if you're gonna get on your tiptoes,
why are you doing that? Like, I feel like there are guys
like
that
at least
do it.
Like
if
get in the circle,
like,
if you're gonna get on
something, like
if you're not even your arms crossed staring,
no, really, like, no rhythm. Just
are you really gonna stand there on your tiptoes trying to look into the circle? Like, really, just get in the circle
on your tiptoes, bro.
Like, I'm so serious.
Can't hide underneath the hat. We can see your beady eyes.
not the rat face.
It's aggressive, and we don't
yikes oh snap, guys, we have 1 minute left. Wow,
thanks,
that actually
for
went
listening
by so fast.
Thank you so much.
Well, 10 minutes are spent when auto DJ keeps playing. It kind of takes it.
I'm so sorry about whoever was listening in the car and just was very disoriented at the beginning.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
We had a few technical difficulties, but
it is a radio
next
station.
Week, nah, we about to have so much fun. Next week, we're further into the cuffing season.
Yep.
We are further into our busy month of October.
Yep.
So we'll have some stuff to talk about for real.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
It's whatever.
It's whatever.